in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
You ever just, like, been so tired that it's not worth, like, trying to get up every morning when it's so hard to exist day after day and everything is just bad?
You say this to me every single fucking day, man. This is every single morning
you meet with this.
We should talk about sports. Is that crazy? I feel like we haven't dished on sports in, like, for so long, you know?
We've never talked about sports. I didn't even know you were into sports.
Yeah, I'm into sports. I'm into soccer. British football, I think, is the main. They get pissed at you in Britain if you don't call it by its actual name.
Do they?
British soccer.
So it's called British soccer.
It's called British soccer.
Yeah, you said British football.
British soccer. Yeah, I got pissed at myself before because I said it wrong. And I actually don't know if you noticed, but I actually close my eyes for just a second and just internally, and don't read into this, I punish myself.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard, and I think you know that.
I unlocked a lot of boxes that had been tucked away in the deepest recesses of my mind for a long time, for good reason, and I just sort of exposed myself to a lot of trauma as punishment. Just for a second.
I feel like the name is football in, like, the UK, so I think that's fine.
I think you're thinking of American football.
No.
Because, you know, in America, they call their football football. So it was taken.
Right.
The name was taken.
You can call things the same thing.
Give me one other example of anything in the world where that is the fucking case. One other example.
I guess technically, like, the color orange and then also the fruit orange.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I never made that connection. I never made that connection that it was called orange.
Right.
Because it was a color orange.
You're a fucking idiot.
You know how they can, like, genetically modify...
Don't try to get past what I said.
Fruits and vegetables, so they are, like, different shapes, sizes, colors. If they genetically modified an orange so it was red, they're calling that a red. They're calling that a tasty, juicy little red.
What happened to you? You're not, like, American, normally like this.
Well, I exposed myself to much trauma.
Right. So you're, like, receding back to the first couple episodes?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Right.
I'm awake.
Nice. That's a good reference.
I think.
That's a really good
Is it a reference? It felt like one.
It is, yeah. I'll tell you what the context was. It's for sure a reference.
Every now and then during these, I should just be like, I'm awake.
It's a reference. Just saying it's a reference after referencing something is very funny.
I want to, like, anytime I make a joke that's just bad and doesn't get a laugh, I'll just be like, it's a reference.
For sure.
It's a reference.
Yeah. Anyways, how are we talking about sports now?
Get a jail free card. If you want to talk about American football, because that's more your bag, I'm very into that as well. So I could hold my own in a conversation about American football.
Okay.
So if you want to lead the way. And just imagine you were having a conversation on, say, hypothetically, a sports podcast, and you were going to bring up American football.
Okay.
How would you start? How would you start off that? I'm not taking notes. I just happen to be doodling.
Right. So.
So don't look at my note. Doodles.
You let me talk. Just let me talk. So what do you think about the Davante Adams trade? Right.
I feel, no, you know what? And
right.
Listen, I've had this conversation 100 times over this past week. Uh-huh. I've been talking about nothing fucking else. And remind me of his name. Remind me of his name again one more time.
No, you got it.
Deviant Art. The thing about The thing about DeviantArt, right, and, you know, allow me to get in the weeds and roll around in the weeds for just a split here. Do you remember you remember the infamous 2019
no
debacle with Devon?
No. Did you call him Devont?
Sorry. What's his name?
Devonte.
Devonte, okay.
Yeah.
Adams. Just a little longer. Yeah. Almost there. Devonte Adams, yeah. Sorry, I meant the 2020 debacle with Devonte.
No, what was it?
You remember. Well, you remember.
Do you remember?
Well, you remember. I don't need to tell you. I don't need to tell what you about it, the debacle. Man? You were practically there. You practically witnessed it.
I probably didn't. I didn't go to any of his games.
You want me to clarify?
Yeah, I'd love you. I'd love if you did.
Which tobacco? You ever seen A Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You think Devonte Adams blew up Heinz Field?
I think he blew up Heinz Field.
Yeah.
I think he blew up Heinz Field. I think he really did blow up Heinz Field, and I'm honestly surprised you fucking didn't remember exactly what I'm fucking talking about. Because this is 2020, and they weren't playing games then because of the pandemic.
No, they and still he were. Up. They still were.
In what month?
Normal months. They just didn't stop.
What? They never stopped.
I don't believe they ever stopped. I think they just kept going.
Did they never stopped playing American football during the pandemic?
They just had no Jesus fans at one point. Christ.
Oh my god. They never stopped playing. I love that.
They never stopped.
They never stopped. Even when he blew up Heinz
Field.
Even when they fucking blew, wait, sorry, Heinz?
Heinz, like the ketchup.
Like the bean?
Oh, like the bean too, yeah, like the bean.
Like the bean.
It's legitimately the same company, yeah, yeah.
So do they have like is their mascot like a bean or?
No, because that's like a British thing, not really an American thing.
Oh yeah, Heinz beans is more of a, yeah.
Yeah, right, man? Like, why are you surprised by that?
I'm surprised by a lot tonight. Okay, first we had the you not remembering right. That this guy blew up a fucking stadium. Thousands dead. And that's it was pretty much it. That and the bean
right,
thing.
Right.
It's a day of surprises.
So yeah, I think after this whole treacherous debacle that you've put yourself into, we should just read a book and calm down.
Yeah. yeah. So no, yeah. My cough was my response.
Okay. So do you have a book or?
I have a book. It's called Cheat Dreams.
Is it too late to give her an excuse?
What?
Like, is it too late to give her an excuse as to why she can't stay with us?
She's been staying with us. She's using our shower right now. Sam tilts their head up to the ceiling and can indeed hear the spray from the shower.
So you're saying it's too late?
They hear the shower turn off.
Please don't ask about her movies. I can't take it. It's too much.
I wasn't planning on it. It's all we talked about last night. Although I don't think I have anything else I could ask her about.
Oh, please. There's so many things you could talk about with her. Like, the weather?
What the fuck would I have to say about the weather? We have the most nondescript climate.
We do have boring weather.
I'd take a hurricane at this point.
Don't wish for that.
I'm just saying, I think if things had gone differently for me, I'd be a storm chaser.
Well, it's never too late.
You think so?
No, of course it's too late. Too late for you, too late for me. Is storm chaser even a career? Where's the money in that?
I'm not massively certain. I think you just sort of film the storms up close, the hurricanes and whatnot.
And sell the footage to news outlets?
Sell your soul, you mean? Fuck no. If that was my job, I'd film every storm I could find over the course of my entire career and then compile it into a heartbreaking yet inspiring documentary.
Why would it be heartbreaking? You'd have to be dying.
I suppose I would have to be dying.
People don't give a shit about people don't give a shit about a documentary if no one's dying.
True. Well, I suppose that'll be the silver lining if I ever get diagnosed with a terminal illness. I'll be able to make bank on a Storm Chaser documentary.
Great. So, just to clarify, the only thing stopping you from pursuing your dream job is acquiring a terminal illness.
Hey, just because you threw away your dreams and now the embodiment of that fact is upstairs using our shower doesn't mean you can take it out on me.
Oh, please. I'm not jealous of her because she graduated from our writing course and went on to become a wildly successful Hollywood screenwriter while I went on to become an A-B tester for obituaries. I'm jealous of her because she's everything that I'm not.
Seems like exactly the same thing, just less specific. I still can't believe A-B tester for obituaries is a real job, by the way.
Right. People only die once. What's there to gain from A-B testing obituaries?
When you first told me you got that job, I assumed you were just having an affair and that was your lazy cover. I still think that, honestly.
I've had the job for 12 years.
Right. Portia Mays, her hair still damp from the shower, enters the kitchen.
Hello! Oh, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. It is just constant with you. Jesus. I'm sorry. Sorry, I barely slept last night. Oh, tell me about it. I've been sleeping rough for months now.
God, Portia, you've been homeless? I had no idea things were that bad.
What? Oh, no, sorry. I meant I've been sleeping poorly. I forgot sleeping rough was a phrase for being homeless.
Homeless population do have dibs on that one.
Which is fine. You know, I can think of other ways to describe my poor sleeping pattern. Do I want to? Well, that's another story. But I can. Or maybe I could just buy it off them.
The expression?
Yeah, I could buy the rights to that expression. Would probably go for pennies, too. I mean, it's not like they'd be turning down any offers. Sorry, was what I just said really offensive? Bordering on inhumane, for sure. God, maybe it's good that I'm out of Hollywood for a while. It really gets under your skin.
And makes you say horrible things about the homeless population?
Right. But not the homeless population specifically. Really just any marginalized or vulnerable people. The homeless, don't list them. I know, it sounds bad, but I'm telling you, if you moved to Hollywood for 3 weeks, you'd understand. 3 weeks? Your core principles degraded within 3 weeks? Right. But now I'm back. I'm back in my hometown, and I'm right as rain. It's good to touch base now and then, you know? Good to ground yourself.
So as long as you return to your hometown every 3 weeks for the remainder of your career, that'll keep you from becoming or remaining a horrible person?
I live in hope. We live in hope. So, is this why you wanted to come back? To confess to Hollywood hate crimes? I didn't commit any hate crimes, and quite frankly, I'm a little regretful that we've taken my character down such a dark path in the first place. But what's done is done, and now I'm a changed woman, you're a changed woman, we're changed women. Great, you didn't answer my question, though. Oh!
Could you?
Well, since you asked twice, that's my rule. I left Hollywood because, while I've always struggled with insomnia, it's far worse in Hollywood. I think it's because I live next to a screaming man. Well, I'm glad you've taken this first step. It's never easy to admit you need to make a lifestyle change to benefit your health. Hell, maybe the sleep deprivation is what's made you such a terrible person. No, it's not that. and I resent the implication that I'm addressing my insomnia for my health. I was perfectly okay with spiraling into an early grave. I'm addressing my insomnia because when I don't sleep, I get terrible writer's block. Ah. Yeah, and the bills are stacking up, so gotta get my snooze on somehow. There's just something about a good night's sleep that gets the writing juices flowing. Seriously, I'll wake up and bam, ideas like a freight train.
What is it exactly about Arcata that helps you sleep better?
Oh, I don't know. The quiet, maybe. The misty solitude. Also, my dealer here can get me sleeping pills that are way more illegal in LA.
There's a knock at the door.
Oh, that'll be him now.
Drugs delivery!
Portia rushes to the door and throws it open. A man in a white coat hands Portia a pick and mix bag. It's full, almost overflowing, with what is very clearly an assortment of illegal drugs. Portia roots around in her handbag and produces a pick and mix bag, which is full, almost overflowing, with loose change. She hands it to her dealer.
Thanks a bunch, Jeff. You know, I have Venmo.
Portia slams the door. That was my doctor. Portia holds out the pick and mix bag of drugs to Sam and Rainer.
Any takers? No, Portia, we don't want any of your mystery drugs.
Portia puts her hand on Sam's shoulder.
Listen, I understand. But the way I look at it, I'm going to be taking illegal drugs. I mean, I'm going to be doing that. So where would you rather I get them? From a pick and mix bag? Or from some lesser-known off-brand pick and mix bag?
Essentially not even an official pick and mix bag, now that I look at it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it says mech and picks. We didn't go with mix and pick. I mean, still dodges the copyright, but also still makes sense.
I don't think mix and pick would dodge the copyright.
I'm not so sure, actually. I can't say I'm too caught up in confectionery copyright law history. I suppose we could just Google it. But, you know what they say, don't believe everything you read on the confectionery copyright law history online forum.
She took him.
So?
She took about a third of the drugs while you were talking. She walked to the kitchen, took out a bowl, poured about a third of the drugs into the bowl, filled the bowl up with milk, took out a spoon, ate all of the drugs in the bowl, and then laid down on our dining table and fell violently asleep.
Wow, I had no idea that's how Class A drugs worked.
Well, they call them classy drugs for a reason. Just add milk.
You know it's not. Classy drugs, right?
I wonder if she'll wake up with any ideas.
I wonder if she'll wake up at all.
I mean, the sooner she starts writing, the sooner she'll be getting the fuck back to LA to murder a homeless person or whatever.
Right, she's sort of a monster, but hey, that's LA's problem. Sam and Rainer stare at Portia, face down and fast asleep on their table.
So, should we leave?
It's our house.
Yeah, I guess leaving would just be letting her win.
They pull out seats to sit down at the table and try to go about their day, Sam tapping away on their laptop, Rainer doing the Wordle on his phone. He sighs loudly.
Tough Wordle?
No, I'm just worried it won't be relevant by the time this episode comes out. Sam and Rainer glance up at Portia, who appears to be talking in her sleep. They stare for a few seconds, but she appears to be finished, so they look away.
We open.
Sam and Rainer look at each other. We open.
Riveting stuff. We open in a crowded mall. There's a man. He's dressed as a badger.
Should we be writing this down?
Holy shit. What if this is how she gets all her ideas? She dreams them. That lucky bitch. Making millions off of dreams.
Not if we fucking make them first.
The man is armed.
The man is armed. Write this down. This is good shit. Sam opens a Google Doc and presses Ctrl-C to click display word count while typing, because for some reason that's not the fucking default. They type frantically, transcribing everything Portia said so far. As soon as they're caught up, Portia continues.
He enters the bank. He holds up the gun.
Oh God, we could be onto something here. We could really be onto something, but what if...
Shut up, she's talking. The bank teller says, what do you want? Money? We don't have any money. And the man says, I don't want any money. I want to hug my son again.
Now that's really a twist. Now that is really a twist that I did not see coming.
The bank teller raises his palm to his mouth. The man lifts his own hand to his badger mask. He pulls it off. The bank teller says, Father, you remembered my birthday after all. He runs up to his father and hugs him, and everyone in the bank cheers.
Sam tapes it all out and looks up at Rainer. A single tear is running down his cheek. Now that is really gonna play on the big screen. I can see it. Clear as day, I can see that.
This is a fucking gold mine. If she says the rest of the story out loud and we get it all down, we could find a buyer and finally make it to Hollywood.
Exactly. Although I thought we'd very recently established that Hollywood wasn't all that.
Well, I still want to go.
Yeah. Why?
Shut up. There's more.
Over the course of the next hour and 53 minutes, Portia sleepily narrates the rest of the story, but not quite all of it.
The man dressed as a badger holds out the gem of truth to the child. He says, you know, it's funny. This all started with a man dressed as a badger.
Holy shit, something similar to the thing that happened at the start of the story is happening at the end of the story. Now that is very good.
She looks up at him, her eyes sparkling. She says, really, Father, who? He replies, well, it was your grandfather, little one. She replies, you mean your father? He replies, yes, that's how it works. You're 11, shouldn't have needed that clarification. But there's something I need to tell you about the gem of truth. I've been meaning to tell you for a while now.
6 minutes pass. Any minute now. An hour passes.
What if the dream is over? What if that's all we're going to get? We can't sell the story like this. We need an ending. We need to know what he was going to say about the gem of truth.
Any minute now. Any minute.
Now!
Portia sits bolt upright, even though she'd be lying on her front. Her back makes a deafening crack. It's hard to describe the angle of her spine, so it's best not to even try. She shuffles around on the table, gradually uncoiling her spine. Then she turns to look at Sam and Rainer.
Morning. It's 3:45 in the afternoon.
Why did you say now when you woke up?
I don't know. Felt cute. How did I sleep? Shouldn't we be the ones asking you that? Well, yeah. But it seems like you've been watching me the whole time. So I imagine you'd have a far better idea of how I slept than I would. I mean, how should I know how I slept? I was asleep.
Decent point.
I wasn't tossing or turning, anything like that. Nope. No, just slept right through, completely silent, the whole time. Perfect. Well, I best get writing. Oh, so soon? Didn't you hear what I said? Before I lay face down on your table and fell asleep in an eighth of a second? Right when I wake up, that's when the writing juices flow. I gotta get my write on.
She heads upstairs to get her laptop. I just like to get the fucked up suggestion out of the way early. We should drug her. and put her back to sleep so she finishes the story before she can write herself, right?
No, God, it's fucked up.
Right.
Although...
Yeah, obviously it's not ideal, but I have zero qualms with the idea. She seems like a terrible person. She literally told us as much.
Well, let's not jump to any conclusions. Maybe the story she's going to write will have nothing to do with...
Portia returns, taking a seat at the table and setting up her laptop. She begins typing.
Can I get you anything? A coffee, maybe? That would be lovely. Thanks. None of that water stuff, though. Lord knows what they're putting in there these days. You don't want water? Just dry is fine.
Sam tentatively picks up their jar of coffee granules, and on their way back to the table, they sneak a glance over Portia's shoulder at the screen to see what she's writing.
Rainer, can I talk to you in the hall for a second?
They set the jar of coffee on the table next to Portia's laptop. Every now and then, Portia sips from it, first blowing on it a little, as if to cool it down. Rainer follows Sam out of the room. So?
It's the badger.
Fuck, she's writing the badger story? The very same one?
Verbatim, yeah. Man, I've heard of photographic memories, but I didn't know that could extend to dreams.
Yeah, people should be studying her brain, for sure.
We're gonna need to put her to sleep. The more she gets written, the less we'll be able to pass it off as a coincidence when we sell something similar to Lionsgate.
Lionsgate? I don't know if this story screams Lionsgate to me, you know?
Are you serious? That's not important right now, but it's going to be Lionsgate.
Wait, maybe we won't have to put her to sleep. Follow my lead. Sam follows Rainer back into the living room, where Portia's still typing. Anything good?
I just started writing.
Yeah, still, when you know, you know, right? What's the screenplay about?
Okay, well, I only have the beginning so far, but it's about this guy, and he's dressed as a badger.
Shit.
Excuse me?
Hmm? Oh, your script is shit? I think it's awful.
Jesus. Alright. Well, maybe I needed to hear that. Sam?
Rainer nudges him with his elbow.
Why don't you tell us a little more about it? It's hard to judge just one sentence. So, this guy dresses a badger. He's in a bank. It's perfect.
Sam!
I'm sorry. It's too perfect. I can't even pretend to criticize it. Why would you pretend to criticize it?
I think you should reconsider. It's trash. All you have to say is that it's trash. You don't have to mean it. Although anyone ever could.
What I'm hearing is that it's polarizing. That's the general consensus so far, right? So what we have to ask ourselves is polarizing bad? I mean, look at The Last Jedi. Polarizing? You betcha. But was it the top of the domestic box office? You betcha again.
I mean, it's Star Wars, not really a great example.
Polarizing gets results. I think we can all agree that it's better to have an 80 critic score and a 30 audience score than, say, 60 for both.
Really don't think we should be aiming for a 30 audience score.
Well, what's platinum?
You're thinking of records, and I think that would be records sold, not the audience score.
Platinum is 30 records sold? Damn, maybe I'm in the wrong business.
Sam, you want to try reel this in?
Wait. I'm just... Think of your favorite movie.
Chomp.
Of course, a classic. Now what's the first scene of that movie?
It's a flash forward to the end of the... Rainer's eyes light up. Movie?
Portia, how about that? Your favorite movie is called Chomp?
There's probably a few movies called Chomp, that's just the best one. Now, about starting your movie with a flash forward to the ending, maybe that'd save this shit... Art of shit fucking garbage shit story.
You heard literally a line of it. But, okay, if you think it'd help, I'm picturing...
Rainer clasps Sam's hand, holding it tight.
The credits. Oh, too far. I'm picturing... Oh, holy shit.
What are you picturing?
What's the ending?
Portia sits in silence for a second. Then she continues typing.
I gotta get this down. No, tell us first.
Tell us the ending first.
I have to get it down.
It's shit. It's shit. It's shit. It's shit.
I'm writing it. Not really sure why I'm talking about it. It's pretty distracting.
Rainer hits the table in a burst of angst. He strikes right next to where the Mekin Pix bag was lying, and one of the Jawbreaker-sized pills goes flying into the air, landing in Portia's mouth. She stares at Rainer, everyone sitting still for 1, 2, 3 seconds. Then she swallows.
You drugged me. You had so much time to spit it out. I could see you rolling it around on your tongue.
Portia's head slams down on the table, and she is asleep. Well, that was unlikely.
Let's just hope she says the ending in her sleep this time and doesn't press charges.
You know, maybe putting her to sleep purely by freak coincidence was the best thing that could have ever happened to us.
Yeah, I mean, you could never have done that if you tried hitting the table like that.
Well, I don't know about never, with a little practice.
Sometimes you just gotta trust the process.
Right, trust the process. We're good people. They wait, and they don't have to wait long. Seconds pass, and then Portia is speaking once more.
We open in a crowded house, like the band. There's a man. He's dressed as a snake.
Oh, God, is she onto a different story?
No. Listen. The man is armed and kind of a zaddy. It's the same story, it's just a redraft. And although it may be too soon to tell, I'm pretty sure it's better in every single way.
Holy shaw, you're right. I mean, what could be better than a man being armed? A man being armed and also kind of a zaddy. Of course, God, Portia's subconscious is fucking genius. Portia narrates the rest of the story. Some of it is the same as the first draft, other parts have been changed, but overall it's a far better screenplay. Sam looks up from their keyboard. Portia is nearing the ending. We're so close, God, we are so close.
But there's something I need to tell you about the Gem of Ruth. I've been meaning to tell you for a while now.
Portia opens her eyes. She looks up at Rainer and Sam.
Morning.
God damn it.
Oh, sorry. Now?
What the fuck is the Gem of Ruth? What is it? Portia squints at Rainer.
Wait, was I talking in my sleep?
Hmm?
I wouldn't call it talking. Maybe some mumbling, some intermittent mumbling, perhaps.
Portia sighs and nods slowly.
I get it. I get what's going on here. I've been saying entire screenplays in my sleep again, haven't I?
Rainer and Sam glance at each other.
Maybe some mumbling? No, don't worry. This isn't the first time this has happened. And believe me, you're not the first ones to try to transcribe the story and sell it to a major studio. We weren't trying to do that. I can see it on your screen. The Google Doc's still open.
Sam slams their laptop shut.
Some mumbling! It's okay, Sam. I'm not mad. I understand the temptation.
When has this happened before?
I used to date this guy. He's a pretty big movie star. Been in a lot of stuff. Forrest Gump, Sully, The Terminal. Recently guested on Dead Eyes.
Oh, the Dead Eyes guy.
He would have all these parties with all his famous friends. And a lot of those friends were successful screenwriters, trying to think up their next big movie.
So you'd fall asleep during these parties?
Well, I'd get nervous and take some of those mystery drugs. You've been on those drugs for all that time? Yeah, I usually have a chaser, though. Couple aspirin.
You're saying famous screenwriters stole your ideas? Who?
Let's just say if it wasn't for my little old subconscious, we'd be living in a world without a few good men, Fargo, Mission Impossible, 2008's The Strangers, Chomp.
You wrote Chomp?
A different Chomp. Jesus, Portia. That's quite the list of credits.
Portia shrugs. But how did you find out they were stealing your ideas?
Woody Allen's Oscar speech for Midnight in Paris. I guess the guilt finally got the better of him about stealing the screenplay. He got up to accept his award and confessed to everything, screenplay-wise. Took everyone else down with him, too. Harvey Weinstein, Max Landis, even J.K. Rowling. All of whom had stolen entire stories from me in the past. And now they're all fucking dead. Let's go!
Wait, Harry Potter?
Dreamt it, yeah. Why did no one talk about that Oscar speech? Oh, they turned off his mic right when he was getting into it, so they'd have more room for Ricky Gervais's low-hanging fruit.
God, those were some funny jokes, though. I love it when the rich white upper class really stick it to the rich white upper class.
Catch Afterlife today on Netflix, the only ethical streaming service.
Wait, but if they turned Woody Allen's mic off, how did you hear the speech?
I was front row. Hanks's date. It was mostly just me, though. He kept rushing off to the bathroom for some reason.
Masturbation joke?
Let's go! So now you know why I got into screenwriting in the first place. Because if I didn't, other dickheads were going to keep making money off my own ideas. And I'd be seeing none of it.
You could have always just stopped taking fistfuls of sleeping pills at crowded Hollywood parties.
It was truly the only way. And I was doing well, writing the scripts down for myself. But when it comes down to it, none of these ideas are even my own. None of this talent is even my own. It's all my subconscious. I just write it down. Your subconscious is still you. Plenty of writers get their ideas from dreams. Stephen King's Misery.
Wasn't that cocaine?
You're thinking of Cujo. Portia, all this script needs is an ending. I'm sure you can think of one yourself. I mean, you seemed like you were really close to one before. And if it's bad, we'll tell you that it's bad. And you'll think of something else.
Portia laughs.
You should be my agent. Okay. Really? Sure. What could that possibly entail other than just nodding at the right times? That's pretty much all there is to it. So, an ending. The truth about the Gem of Ruth. Anything spring to mind?
Portia ponders this. There's a long, silent pause.
I've got it. And so the man dressed as the snake says, but there's something I need to tell you. About the Gem of Ruth. I've been meaning to tell you for a while now.
Sam looks on proudly at Portia, who has almost finished pitching her script to several producers at Lionsgate, as well as Timothy Lionsgate, a teenage intern hired just a few days ago who just so happened to be in the room. They've all been nodding along throughout the pitch, some grinning, some stunned speechless. What's been made very clear is that they love the script. All that's left is the ending.
Come on, come on, don't leave us hanging here.
The truth is, there is no Gem of Ruth. It was symbolism.
Portia takes an extravagant bow, and Sam peers over at the producers to gauge the reaction. In the long, drawn-out silence that follows, their grins slowly fade. The lead producer picks up his phone.
Can we get Scary in here, please?
Now. Four lumbering armed security guards enter. Two of them grab Sam, and the other two grab Portia. The pair are dragged out of the room by their ankles. Just before Portia is dragged through the door, the producer motions for the security guards to stop. He leans down towards her.
Hey, I just want you to know, no hard feelings, right? This is nothing personal. You're done in this town. If you ever show your face in Hollywood again, I'm going to kill you in real life. And this isn't a joke. Get ready, cunt.
Outside the building, Rainer pats Portia on the back. I thought you said he's one of the nice guys.
Oh, he is. Sorry your career is over. Maybe it's for the best. I mean, Hollywood drives everybody crazy, but I guess I'm just more susceptible to it. I mean, I almost killed a homeless guy last week.
Wait, is that true?
And I couldn't write one single ending without getting dragged out of the room. I guess I'm just weak. No, you're not weak. I mean, obviously you are, but I'm lying to make you feel better. and I wouldn't go to such lengths if you were completely void of hope. This was just one single ending. You've got a lot of writing ahead of you, and I'm confident that at least some of it will be not shit. Thanks, you guys. I guess, at the end of the day, who needs big studios? Exactly. And who needs dreams? You can write great scripts all on your own. Write, even just off the top of my head. Like, there could be one where there's, like, no marketable gimmick, and it's just raw, good storytelling. We can wean you off the dreams.
It's awful those producers get to treat writers like that, though.
Yeah, most of them belong in hell.
I guess that's just the culture. The sad reality is that none of those horrible men out there are likely to ever face actual consequences for...
Holy shit, the Lionsgate building is falling into the sinkhole!
Rainer, Sam, and Portia turn to see that the Lionsgate building is indeed falling into the sinkhole that opened up many, many months ago on Sunset Boulevard and is yet to be repaired. Rainer looks down into the hole. Damn, that is a deep pool.
Yeah, when was the walking into sunset joke? The Susie Roundhouse special?
No, I mean they've been pulled deep into the ground. I think they just hit the Earth's core. Certainly they all died horrible, fiery deaths.
Shouldn't someone be doing something about this sinkhole? I can't believe I hadn't noticed it before. It's swallowed like 3 blocks.
Ah, sounds like a season finale problem to me. I think we need to focus on the more pressing concern.
Drafting some damn fine scripts.
What? No. Getting into rehab. Right? You need to go to rehab.
I need to go to rehab. Yeah, you need to go to rehab. We need to go to rehab. All 3 of us. You need to go to rehab. We need to go to rehab. Right, so another book that connects to a past book, but this one feels different.
Why does it feel different? I think it felt very similar to every other book.
Yeah, you're right. It actually really did. Hey, man, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
I know you're not into sports, so are you just jealous that I have a sports podcast?
What?
Yeah, first round bust.
First round busts? I didn't even know you had a podcast with Daniel and Alex.
So you know who's on it. So you know I have a podcast.
I didn't even know you had a podcast that you do episodes of.
Who said we did episodes of?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, caught red-handed.
Why'd you lie, man?
I guess at the end of the day, I hate that you have other endeavors, and I want them to not necessarily fail, right, but to not begin.
Huh. I kind of understand that, actually. Like, I feel the same about you. If you ever succeed, which you're not right now, I just need you to know that, like, I'll be pissed.
So if I just hypothetically, it's a day of hypotheticals. If I hypothetically had signed a book deal for $73 million in the past week, you wouldn't be okay with that?
No, I'd be pissed. I'd be horribly offended. I would honestly try to assassinate you.
You know what? Friendship means a lot to me. I'm going to call over my publisher. He's just over there.
Right.
Hello there. Oh, I'm Molly's publisher.
He's right there. Yeah, I see him.
I had an accident. The reason my voice sounds
like... Why is he so small?
The reason that my voice sounds like this is because when I was 5, I fell on a machete, and it trimmed me down both in size and in vocals.
You're a really sad guy.
Yeah. What was it you wanted to tell? What was it you wanted to tell me, Matthew? I love you, Matthew. I think you have really nice hair, and I love the way you've just given up on your fringe.
I just wanted to tell you. I need to give you the hard truth. I am going to be stepping away from the $73 million book deal today on the spot.
That actually, I know you're doing this for sentimental reasons. So I'm not even going to get into the whole, you know, you're walking away from $73 million, and that's insane for you as a choice. But also, I will be homeless if you don't go for this. The payday from this
make
was going to save
make
me.
Make him homeless.
Pay there. I feel like your friend is, and this is the same friend yeah. that you're turning down $72 million to spare his feelings. He's actively amping you on to make me homeless.
I fucking yeah. hate this guy. I want yeah. him to be homeless. I want to be yeah. so no, dead and homeless.
You know what, Ezebem? It's the voice.
It's the voice. It's the voice.
He knows. I don't. I like. He never.
I've already. People, this actually happens a lot. People get annoyed by my voice, so I actually led with the reason my voice sounds like this is because I actually, and clearly you weren't listening, but I fell on a machete when I was just 3 years old.
No one cares. No one cares. Shut up. Boo.
I can't even pretend that I'm trying to care because I'm not even.
I think I'm gonna hit him.
Do it.
Yeah, look at the sound he made. He sucks. You know, my beef of the week is this guy. Beef of the week is this guy. He sucks.
He collapsed to the ground and then just disintegrated in a game when you've killed an NPC and then right. like 5 minutes has passed, so it just kind of fades away.
I fucking hated that guy. Let's never bring him back again.
Yeah, and let's. You and me. I hope.
We're brothers today.
We're fucking brothers today. And we're going to be rich. $73 million rich.
You know, you turned it down. And also your producer died.
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I really didn't put together that if I did that, I wouldn't be getting the money.
Technically, you didn't do it because I punched. I killed him. I killed the guy.
Yeah, you pulled the trigger for sure. Well, I guess all's well that ends well.
Thanks, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, everybody. And then we can just stop it. Yeah.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.